mouth. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all.
What is the toughest manual labor? Like around the house manual labor, okay? Don't come at me with like some sort of, you know, mining thing where you're going underground for miles.
Coal mining.
All right, like, okay.
Pop, I got the iron lung.
It's the black lung.
It's the black lung.
What is the toughest manual labor around the house?
Rocks.
I was about to say any sort of landscaping.
What about what Josh is doing right now?
I think that would fall under the landscaping.
What?
Joshy's building a fence.
He used an auger to dig the hole. It's not like he used a post hole digger. I mean, come on.
You're wrong. I used a post hole digger. Dug all six holes all by my lonesome.
Plot twist.
Quickcrete. I mean, come on.
I'm using Quickcrete.
It's like
a GFX. Who doesn't use Quickcrete nowadays? Can you imagine being
2025.
Some sort of landscaping martyr who's got to blend your own concrete? Jeez.
You want me to grind up the stone, too, to put in there?
Well, back in Chewy's day, he did that with his bare hands, Josh.
Yeah, exactly. We pounded nails in with our elbows.
So are we all in agreement that this project that Joshy has taken on, and the other detail of Joshy's project is it's not even his yard.
No, it is a friend of mine whose fence fell on her. She's a new homeowner.
Can you be clear? I thought we had like a Wizard of Oz situation happening here when you said the fence fell on her.
Yeah, fair. It fell due to the wind, not on top of her or her pet dog or anything. It just one day got windy. It's Milwaukee. It happens. And about a third of the total of the fence fell. It's probably, I don't know, I sent you guys a picture. It's 30-ish feet of fence. So, I mean, every fence post is usually uniformly around 8 feet separated. We had to kind of compensate because I wasn't going to be digging up the cement or the concrete that's stuck in the ground. So we kind of had to
went around it,
mishmash our way through it, shorten
slide
one of them.
To the right.
Yeah. Yeah, so we did compensate, but and this is to say nothing of the differences between men and women, but she's not as tall as I am, nor as large as I am, so her digging the post holes wasn't going as fast.
You can say strong.
I'm a bit stronger and have a. When she was getting down to about 12 inches, we started losing some leverage. So my height was definitely a big advantage to that. I had never built a fence before, but it seemed pretty
pain in the ass.
Yeah, it seemed pretty straightforward.
Yeah, it is straightforward. It's laborious though.
Yes,
it's labor intensive.
My shoulder still feels a little. You know, you can feel it in there. But from here on out, it's easy breezy. You attach some 2x4s to the posts, get the nail gun going, and you attach all the wood slats, and you just move on down the line, and hopefully you keep them straight.
Now, is that a project that you would pay someone to do?
Me, myself, yes, I wouldn't do it. I would have had someone else not been like, hey, I need help doing this, I would have been like, yeah, I'm just paying a professional.
That's the trick about having a home or having a yard or having these things. Like the battle between, can I do this myself, me and the old YouTube, or do I need to hire a professional to do this? Chewy, you got a project going on at your house right now. Did you, before we get to the details, did you for any moment think I could do this myself?
No. No. As Gabe would know. Don't mess with electricity. Plumbing is fine. Electricity, you're going to die. Even though this project is low voltage, it's not going to kill you, but... You're going to get your hand up a little bit.
I'm going to lose that nail.
So the other part that's with electricity is if you do it wrong, you can start fires. More so than just you wire stuff wrong, you could have some issues.
Now, this is outside.
Yeah, you start cutting corners. Things could get bad real quick.
I don't even know how to feel about this. I mean, normally I would be outside of my skin, but I'm just like still in shock. So Angie wants, Angie gets. So she wanted some landscape lighting outside, you know, light up the palm trees, nothing obnoxious, low voltage light
nice.
On the house.
Look nice
so
at night.
We,
Make sure everybody knows that you got those palm trees.
Just in case they weren't aware. Hey, we got palm trees here.
We got a bid probably 2 months ago from this kind of do-it-yourself electrician. It was $4,500. Angie's like, he doesn't really specialize in lights. It's a little, let's get another bid. So Angie is huge on Google, right?
Okay.
Huge on Google review.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, all right, I'll go with the top one. Get the top one, come over, but she's like, oh, we're going to put it on a CAD drawing. And blah, 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 blah. I'm like, perfect. So she comes over yesterday with the proposal, and I'm expecting for it to be two, maybe three times as much as the $4,500, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, based on reputation alone, right?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, this is an exterior lighting company. So she comes over, goes through the whole thing, shows me, you know, what it would look like on the house. I'm like, great. So I'm thinking 15, maybe 18, you know, which we wouldn't use. You know what it came in at?
I mean, I do because you told me, but I think you should tell everybody else.
Wait.
$80,000. I didn't have a reaction.
You need more of those cha-chings there, Josh. One 80, is not
and
enough.
I know people are sitting there going, oh, this is a third world problem.
First world. You know? Very different.
Yeah, it's definitely not a third world problem.
Oh.
They're working on water wells.
And yet that's not the point. I have a reputation for messing up the quotes.
That's not the point. But I didn't, I'm like, I said, is that in pesos? I'm like, are you kidding? I was blown. I'm like, how in God's green earth can you charge that? So I can't let it go. This happened like 11 o'clock yesterday. I can't let it go. So I had a buddy who's an electrician. I said, look at this and tell me what the material costs are. He's like, $3,000, maybe $4,000 at most. So that means they're charging $76,000 in labor. So I asked her at the time, I'm like, how long does this take and how many guys? Oh, it's like one guy, probably 6 to 8 hours. So one guy, 6 to 8 hours is charging me $76,000 in labor?
That is an outrageous day rate. I don't think there are NFL players who make $76,000 a day.
I got to tell you, I'm thinking of seeking a new profession. If that's what you get for it. Yeah.
But this is the way, and I've been ripped off before. You know, anyone that's built a house, Jen, you know, you go in here and you're like, this bid is ridiculous. This is like beyond like, I can't let it go.
How much of this chew is order of operations? Hear me out. If you don't get that first bid for $4,500, if the $80,000 is the first bid instead of the second bid, are you acting a little differently? You're like, whoa, like, first of all, I was way off. You know what I mean? Like, until that second bid comes in to give you something to compare it to. You know what I'm saying? Would your attitude be different if you didn't have that first bid?
No.
Albeit from somebody who's not an exterior light guy, albeit from somebody who maybe is a little less qualified for the job. My guess is that is what is sending you into the tailspin.
No, if that was the first bid, then we're lighting up our trees with flashlights at night.
You're going to hire someone that's to stand what we're there doing. With a flashlight.
Well, but you because said I what thought, Angie wants, Angie gets.
She ain't getting that. I thought the turf, remember I was going through the whole turf thing because of that? And that was a week, probably with, I don't know, 6 to 8 guys. The material cost is much because that's removing the existing grass, putting topsoil down, putting rock down, and then putting the turf down. So there is much more material cost and labor cost, and that was like 40-something. 80,000. This company should be embarrassed.
Obviously
not. I mean,
not.
Have you guys ever been ripped off to it? I mean, that
not
is
not like
just,
that. Not like
I
that.
I mean, what do I do? I can't let it go. I got to run my mouth a little bit.
Well, here we are.
What even are you able to do other than tell people in your neighborhood these people are ripping us off?
Yeah, don't use these people.
But the thing is, you still need to find a decent quote. Because right now it feels like you're Goldilocksing the thing. Like, you got the first quote and it was low, but you're not sure about the person's ability to do the job well based on their resume, based on, you know, experience. Now you got the second quote and it's outrageous, but you know that they can do the job and they'll probably do it really, 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 really well. So now you need that third Goldilocks just right quote, don't you?
Yeah. I'm inclined to just go with the first people. Hell with it.
Figure it out from there.
Could there be any problems because of, or any issues because you are near the water? Hurricanes seem to be happening more and more frequently in your part of the world. Are you concerned about electricity outdoors plus not the A-plus job?
Yeah, but Joshy, I could have this done 20 times over with 20 hurricanes and it would be the same as the $80,000.
Yeah, I was talking more about like doing it wrong, causing fires, causing issues in the house that are then elevated above your $80,000.
I would still roll the dice.
If I were to go to Pella Windows and Door, how many windows could I get replaced for the quote on some lights outside?
Tell you what, they're going to be high quality windows, though, Josh.
Well, let me tell you.
Seems like a lot.
And you'd get sun defense, and you'd get all of the things.
Yeah, those fancy ones with the in the middle where you just press buttons.
I have a question for you guys. Why is it that feeling like you're getting ripped off is so annoying? Why is it that, you know, because again, theoretically, Chu, you could get the quote, you could laugh at it and go, well, we're not using them, and move on. But this is eating at you. This is like digging on you. What is that? Is that, again, it's human nature. I'm not saying that this is exclusive to you by any means. But like, there is something about this idea that you're being taken advantage of, or that somebody sees you as a sucker, or that, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's one of those things that when it happens to all of us, we're like, what the bleep? Like, and you can't just let it go. It like eats at you. What is that?
Because it's so egregious. If it was $30,000, which would be egregious, I'd be like, all right, whatever. But 80.
Well, it feels like they're trying to take advantage of you. Like, it's an insult to your intelligence to give you that number. Like, oh, clearly, look at this idiot. He has no idea what this thing costs. We can charge whatever we want.
That's what that price...
I think that's why you're upset, because
I told him I have two other bids, which was a lie, and the cost is going to be a big
reason. Maybe you're not as good of a liar as you think, and they saw right through it.
I have a feeling they knew that was a lie.
They called your bluff.
Really? Because they threw out the cost out there already. What if I didn't throw off the cost? Would it be 120?
I have no idea.
And then they're trying to sell, well, when you sell the house, you'll definitely get the money. I'm like, no one is driving by a house and going, let's give them $80,000 more because the lighting at night is very nice.
Well, and that's the thing. You can go ahead and roll that into your asking price for your house. But when people are trying to figure out where the asking price came from, they're going to laugh you right out of town.
Exactly.
How did you come up with this number for what your house is worth? Well, this is what it was worth, and then we put a new roof on, and that cost us this, and we did this, and then we put new lighting in the front yard, and it was $80,000. And they'll be like, I'm sorry, what was that?
Can I ask a possibly indelicate question?
Yeah.
Do you think the electrician or the person doing the bid came to your neighborhood, looked around, saw some of the houses, saw where it was, saw your house and said, well, these guys don't care
about
money.
Maybe took it a step further, did a little Google search of our guy. I mean, I'm just throwing it out there.
That's $40,000. that's not $80,000. That's $40,000. I mean.
So what if you get another bid that comes in around like $60,000? What then? Is it just two bad actors?
I'm rolling the dice and doing it myself with anger. You know?
Why wouldn't you just get the first guy at $4,500?
I'm all for it.
That's so cheap, I'm all scared of it.
Okay, are you more scared of electrocuting yourself while trying to put in some fancy lighting around some palm trees? Or taking the guy who at least has a, what do you get, a electric certificate? You get a, what is the thing? You have to be...
A permit.
Yeah,
a
you have to
permit.
Be a certified electrician.
Thank you, yeah, certified.
You have to get certifications.
This guy's got certification at the very least, Chu.
So I go with the $4,500 and I buy $1,000 worth of fire extinguishers.
You're right? still coming out on top.
Fine.
You're still coming out yeah. $75,000
ahead. You might be able to install a sprinkler yeah. system. And still be under that number significantly.
Yeah. It's a fire suppression system. Yeah.
You might be able to run a hose up the palm trees and have... Yeah. And have
as long as you're going up there, you know?
And have the water sprinkled down from
Sprinkler
that.
It, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Oh, gosh. So.
Let us know your ripoff stories, 800-990-3776. The times where you've gotten a quote for work to be done on your house, on your car, whatever it may be, and you feel like the quote was wholly egregious. We'll talk to Jason Wilde coming up next. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy rolls on right after this.
Well, we were just talking about it. So Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, there's a reason why you heard Joshy bring it up. There's a reason why we talk about it all the time here at ESPN Wisconsin, because... the high quality that Pella Windows and Doors offers. They have the high quality. They also have windows for every budget. It's fantastic. And right now, you need to take advantage with and make Pella your number one pick, because right now, they have no interest financing options or free glass upgrades. Pella makes the windows. Pella sells you the windows. They install the windows. You just have to deal with one entity in Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, and their reputation. I mean, I would put it up against anyone's, to be honest. I would put Pella Windows and Doors Wisconsin reputation up against anyone. Certain restrictions do apply. The deal ends April 30th, so place your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Ready, down, put.
All Packers, all the time.
He was a field-tilting player, and the reason why Gabe and many others are so concerned is that this guy's on the field, he changes the offensive dynamic. They are a different offense when he is there.
Okay, most of the time.
You know, Homer calls Matt LaFleur soft all the time. Matt LaFleur is like Vince Lombardi compared to me.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
So much reaction rolling in on the Carbless Talk and Text line, 800-990-3776. List is more. We will get to some of that reaction as the show rolls on. But I did see one person say that it is pricing arrogance. So we could add that to the list.
Hold, please. All right, pull it up here.
Jason Wilde joining us now to talk a little green and gold. Good morning, Jason.
Hi. How's everybody doing today?
Did you hear Chewy's getting ripped off?
No, but I'm sorry to hear that. Because
thanks, buddy.
It's tough to find good people to put lights on your palm trees. I get it.
Well, Gabe's dad, who did a little bit of investigating, said you can wire an entire house for $25,000.
Yeah, he can do that around here for that price, yes. Jeez.
So we do have a lot of people suggesting that maybe you just fly Keith down.
Yeah, it turns out, yes. Which are you still delinquent, Jason?
I am. I have the check. It's sitting on my desk. I'm ready to send it out.
Are you still delinquent, Jason?
I'm going to start telling him to start charging you juice on this, Jason. This is outrageous.
Collection. Son / collection agent.
I feel like there's a tradesies that's occurring here. Maybe you could use Chew as the muscle for your dad's company, and your dad could do the palm trees for Chew. It could be a bit of an exchange.
I mean, my dad is going up north. My dad's going up north to do a job for a buddy of his, and the buddy's paying gas, Chew. So, you know, price is right.
Your parents need a vacation? Stay at the house for a week. I'll buy the material. All he's got to do is put it in.
All right. Hey, again, but everything's negotiable, Chew.
Are you going to be naked in the pool? You could take a week off.
Would that increase or decrease?
Jason! Who has a better chance at getting a head coaching job next year, Stenovich or Hafley?
Hafley. But I love the fact that Steno, I actually saw him at one of Sydney's basketball tournaments. Steno's daughter plays, they're in the same grade. One of my favorite pictures I've ever taken is of Sydney ending up getting switched onto his daughter. And obviously Steno, former NFL offensive lineman, he's about 6'5". Obviously, I'm not 6'5". So Sydney gets switched onto his daughter, and it is like Muggsy Bogues trying to defend Manute Bol. So we were talking, and I just love the fact that he got some interviews because, you know, how offensive linemen more often than not are not thought of as innovative, smart guys. They don't get a lot of head coaching looks. Certainly the offensive line coach is not the usual direct path to an opportunity like that. And he had a couple of head coaching interviews, and I think that's great because, you know, let's talk about how innovative he is. You know who the coach is who came up with the Tucker Kraft sneak? Adam Stenovich. Wasn't Matt LaFleur, wasn't anybody else. And so I think, you know, it's great that people are starting to recognize that this guy, you know, has some pretty good ideas and is at least worth having a conversation with. That's how you get your foot in the door. Now, that said, it's not that Jeff Hafley is so far and away a better coaching candidate than Steno is, in my opinion, that I answered that quickly. It's the fact he's been a head coach before at some crappy East Coast school. I can't remember which one it was. But that matters, right? You've done it before. People that are hiring are always going to look at that. So if their defense plays at an even higher level this year than it did last year, I find myself wondering if it'll be not one and done, but two and done for Jeff Hafley. And then, you know, then the Packers would potentially face the same challenges that the Lions are facing this year, where they're replacing both coordinators. And we have to wait and see how that impacts how good that team is and how good of a coach Dan Campbell is without two guys that were head coaching candidates themselves.
But Jason, do you think Hackett and Getsy hurts him? Because Hackett was god-awful,
yeah.
And Getsy has had two OC jobs in 2 years and has been fired from both. Do you think that hurts him?
Great point. I mean, I don't know if he should be held responsible for that. The one thing I would add is that those guys had Aaron Rodgers, right? I mean, they were in Green Bay. And so, as opposed to Steno, who did have – what year did years fly by now. Hackett was the Broncos head coach in 2022.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
15 games.
Mm-hmm.
So Steno was the offensive coordinator with Rodgers as the quarterback for only that 1 year. And so his last 2 years have been as the offensive coordinator with Jordan Love. So if you were interviewing him, you wouldn't be saying, well, maybe this guy is a product of having Aaron Rodgers as his quarterback.
Jason, I think for interest to having even be in Hafley, the Packers have to improve the pass rush. They didn't add anybody, so they're and counting on a lot of internal improvement. Lucas Van Ness has been out. He's been talking. Do they have a plan? I mean, because I keep hearing, we're expecting big things, big, you know, year 2 to 3 leap for Lucas Van Ness, which sounds good, but I'm more curious in the, okay, how is he going to make a jump from being relatively unproductive to being somebody you can count on?
So I wrote about him last night, and I have to admit that some of the things he said on the Pewaukee tour stop made me think, maybe there's something to this, okay? And here's why. One, he broke his thumb last year, which I knew, but I guess, you know, and look, maybe this is my being an old guy bias now from having covered the team dating back to the Chewy era where you played. How many games did you miss with your plantar fasciitis? Like, guys played everything.
Yeah, I got hurt in the Kansas City game, missed Dallas. Oh, I missed Dallas and St. Louis and was back for Denver. So, two and a half weeks.
So, you know, when I think back to when I started covering the league, guys played through everything. And the idea of a broken thumb being an issue, you know, I've covered quarterbacks who've played through it, offensive linemen with club casts on their hands, etc. Well, Lucas, I thought, made a pretty good argument about how it affected him. Like, first of all, he is not where he needs to be from a technique and fundamental standpoint. And when you're playing with a broken thumb on your right hand, that makes it even harder to be good fundamentally, right, as a pass rusher with your hands. Secondly, he said that the coaches, because it was his right hand, they wanted him they wanted to line him up on the right side so it would be his outside hand. And so, you know what that means? It means you're going against left tackles all the time. So he wasn't flip-flopping either side. Now, you could sit here and go, well, does that mean that Rashawn Gary was going against right tackles more times and he should have been even more productive than he was? Maybe.
I didn't think about that, Jason. That's a really good point, Jason.
but the fact of the matter is that I thought he made a decent case. And when I look at him, you know, and Tausch said this right away when they drafted him. This guy's strong as a bull. They call him Hercules, all this great stuff. But in the NFL, man, bull rushers who are used to overpowering, you know, the pipsqueak right tackle from Rutgers or Northwestern who aren't going to play in the league, they can't do that in the NFL. Mm-mm. And he was a little one-trick pony-ish for his first 2 years. Came in the league young, had only played 2 years as a true freshman and a true sophomore at Iowa. Like, all those things factor in, right? Now, all that said, he may just be a bad pick, right? He may not just be any good. So I acknowledge that, but I have kind of come around to the idea of at least giving him some grace and saying, hey, maybe he does pop this year for all those reasons.
Jason, before we let you go, any update on Jair? I know Pete did a mailbag and somebody asked him about Jair's situation as well. And is there any chance they just end up keeping him just to keep some stability at that position? What are you hearing on the Jair sweepstakes?
So, you know, I told you guys the story about talking to somebody in the works in the building and how they had been very adamant that he's still a really, really good football player, to which I said to them, when he plays. And the guy acknowledged, yeah, hey, you're right, Jason. That's fair. But I feel like, and this is just my vibe, I feel like that every day that passes, and they start to realize, hey, we're probably not going to get anything for him, I wonder if that wears away some of Goody's resistance. Like, yeah, I don't want to go. I've seen this movie twice already. I don't want to go to it a third time. Unlike Just a Bit Outside, which I'm going to watch on constant loop on Roku today. But I wonder if he starts to come around to the idea of, hey, maybe we should give this one last try. I still don't believe it'll happen. I still don't believe he will be a Packer. But it's almost like, you know, the yodeling guy on The Price is Right, the game where he keeps going up and up and up and up, and then he drops off the edge if you go too far. I feel like there's this, like, tiny little incremental yodeling-hee-hoo of him staying. And it may be only at, like, 10 or 11%. But with every passing day, it goes up like 0.1%. And, of course, that'll mean that later today they'll trade him.
Yeah, that is how that usually works out. Mm-hmm. Jason, we appreciate you. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again very soon.
All right, good luck with those palm trees. Say hi to Keith. Take care. Be good.
I just want to light some palm trees. You guys know that song, right?
No.
Yes, no. You do.
No.
Yes, you do.
If I did,
I would join singing.
Yeah.
So singing. So singing is in today. Josh, do I have a read today? Anyone want to throw me a read?
I bet our loyal listeners know that song.
What song is it?
It's like Santa Monica or something like that. You know, I'm good. I'm good for 75%, Joshy. 75%.
So you don't even know the song.
Yes, I do.
What's the name of it?
We could sit beside the ocean, leave something behind.
Oh, kind of a little.
I'm familiar. Swim out past the breaker.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that song.
Okay.
That's the
song. I don't know if that's what you were singing.
I just want to see some palm tree. I can't believe you guys don't know that song.
I just said
light, since that was relevant to the situation at hand. We'll take a break. Craig Carmison's going to come up in just a few minutes here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. And Joshy will find that song. Thanks, Joshy.
That green-colored jacket is pressed and primed for this weekend's big tournament. Some of us are having parties. You know, no big deal. It's Lake Lawn Resort Golf Week, though, here on 94.5 ESPN. Golf cart, drinks, snacks for under $15 a person. Find out more at lakelawnresort.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What operating system does a Chewy computer run on?
I believe it's a Cat 14.
It's a COS. It's a Chewy operating system.
I was thinking Windows 98.
Yeah, they're very similar.
It's dial-up. Let me get my modem.
Chewy.
On 94.5 ESPN.
At Pottawatomie Casino Hotel in Milwaukee this April, prepare for an exciting quest to $300,000 in the Enchanted Spins slot tournament. Conjure your rewards card and play your favorite slots to earn drawing entries. Every Thursday, 60 winners will compete for thousands in cash and prizes. Let your journey begin with Enchanted Spins, only at Pottawatomie. There is more information available online. You must be 21 and a rewards member to play. Told you guys you knew this song.
Well, yeah, but you took an obscure lyric from a fairly obscure song, and I can't believe you guys don't know this.
This is not an obscure song.
You also edited the lyrics, correct?
One word. I said, I just want to light some palm trees instead of I just want to see some palm trees. Can't believe you guys. Update your database. Good Lord.
Yeah, from songs that are 30 years old.
I was gonna say,
such a good song, though.
I think my database updated that one out.
You're like the dudes in Inside Out that get rid of the memories after a while. They're like, suck them up. Get them out of here.
I for sure know the song. Just wouldn't think about it.
Craig Karmazin's going to join us at the top of the hour. Yes, Chad, thank you. Santa Monica by Everclear. We appreciate the weigh in. I was talking to Jason, obviously, about the Jair situation, and I mentioned the mailbag that Pete Doherty put together. Lots of interesting stuff in there. And one of the topics that I think that we should talk about as well is Jordan Love. Jordan, it feels like, has been an afterthought this offseason, mostly because we're focused on the draft, mostly because we're focused on the areas that the Packers need to upgrade in order to get this team where we think it needs to be, NFC Championship game, Super Bowl, etc. What can Jordan Love do? And don't say get 100% healthy, because yes, theoretically, ostensibly, that is something he is probably going to do this season, barring an injury in 2025. But beyond getting healthy, Gabe, what would you have Jordan focusing on this year, this offseason, to be the best version of himself in 2025?
Footwork. It got sloppy a lot last year. A lot of throwing off the back foot. A lot of, you know, again, some of that is probably based on the injury. And early on, he didn't want to put pressure on the knee as he was working his way back. But then some of those tendencies to try to protect the knee became bad habits as the season wore along. And I think that footwork has to get back to a point where it's sharp. I mean, the Packers can nail this draft, but if Jordan Love doesn't get better, none of it matters. I can absolutely nail this draft. If Jordan Love isn't better, this team can't go where they want to go. It's that plain and simple to me. It's that black and white. And that has to get better for him in terms of what he needs to be more consistent than everybody wants him to be. He's got to get that footwork back to where it was those last eight games 2 years ago.
He's got to run.
That's part of it too.
I'm looking at a list right now, and it goes through 1 through 25 top rushing quarterbacks last year. He's not even in the top 25, but you know who 25 is?
Malik
Willis, who played what, 2.5 games and had more rushing yards than Jordan. He's got to run the ball. I mean, you look at the top guys. These are all top offenses this last year. Lamar, one. Jaden Daniels, Jalen Hurts, Kyler Murray, Josh Allen. He could be in that group. He could be in that group. But, you know, and I don't blame Jordan. I don't blame him one bit. Not one bit. And blame is probably the wrong yard. It's just, LaFleur, you need to pivot because all your successful offenses – are telling their quarterbacks, if it's man and you don't really have something you like, tuck it and run. Tuck it and run.
Well, if for no other reason, Chu, then at least once you've started to establish that as part of your game plan, the defense has to honor the threat of a quarterback run. And
this
past year,
because they got to designate a spy.
They didn't. They didn't really worry about that all that much.
Yeah, because then you're taking one guy out of coverage who has to turn into being a spy, you know? So then you gain the upper hand there. He's just, I really think because of the receivers underachieving, LaFleur hasn't figured it out yet. He's got to be like, all right, this is what Goody's given me. Let's just say he doesn't take a receiver in the first round. He's got to go, this is what, hey, you know, can only play the cards I'm dealt. But he can adjust. All right, we're going to run the ball. We're going to hope they play man. One, two, don't like run. One, two, don't like run. You know? I think that's what a lot of teams are doing now. That's the pivot in the league. And it's for these offenses with the running quarterbacks, it's been very successful.
I mean, but wouldn't you say a lot of that's probably because of the injury? Like, maybe he was... Because, I mean, Jordan Love had 250 rushing yards in 2023. Like, that's more than enough.
He hurt his knee the first game of the year. Okay?
So yeah, and then he eight, was... And then he was kind of...
You're fine.
But he... But Chewy, I think that was kind of a mental thing that he dealt with for most of the season. Like, do I really want to run? Because I tried to move, and that's when I got it hurt. And that's I think that has a lot to do with it. Like, I think that's, and again, to me, I don't want to hear, oh, he was hurt excuse anymore. I don't want to hear
yeah,
it.
I know.
Because
yeah.
if you're, I mean, Jason talked about it with you, Chew. If you're out there, the standard is the standard. If you're healthy enough to play, you have to find a way to be productive.
Yeah.
It's just that's the way it is. And if you can't find a way to be productive, then maybe you shouldn't be out there. So, yeah, maybe you needed that year to, okay, I had this injury. Now I kind of know how to play through it, and that's part of the learning curve and the learning process. But if you're out there, everybody's dealing with injuries, man. I've seen Patrick Mahomes went out there with a bad ankle how many years ago and was still incredibly productive, ran the ball when he needed to in the postseason and did all those things. Aaron Rodgers with the bad calf back in 2014 getting the Packers to the NFC Championship game. Like, you still have to find ways to be productive and be one of the best players on the field even if you're dealing with
injury. And maybe there was a perception last year, guys, that he could be productive without having to run the ball. Maybe he thought like, oh, I'm good enough with my arm talent. I can find our receivers, Matt LaFleur schemes guys open and other nonsense that we have spouted at various times. But I think this was the proof that that is not the case. This was the proof. This was the season where it was like, you cannot be a one-dimensional quarterback anymore. I mean, there are very few. In my mind, I think of Matthew Stafford as sort of a throwback to, and part of that is because he is a throwback quarterback. He's been around for decades now. But like, to me, he's one of the only guys who is willing to just stand there in the pocket, statuesque, and not need to make plays with his feet. But Chewy, you just rattled off that list. The league is going in a direction where every quarterback has to, at the very least, have a threat of running the ball when the play breaks down that the defense has to respect and has to honor. And maybe, again, Jordan thought, I can do it with my arm. And I think this year was the year where it showed, no, the offense needs that wrinkle. The offense needs that dynamic. They need that dimension in order to be more successful.
But, Gabe, I'll go down a list here. You tell me where Jordan fits as an athletic quarterback.
Okay.
So, not Lamar.
Nope.
Not Jaden Daniels.
Nope.
Jalen Hurts.
Nope.
Kyler Murray.
No.
Josh Allen.
God, no.
Anthony Richardson.
I mean, Anthony's a little bit bigger because that
right,
man's
so
he's a tank. Yeah.
Caleb Williams.
Yeah, right around there.
Just for clarification, what is the...
Athletically.
I'm going to tell you how many yards they had. So Caleb Williams had 489 yards rushing last year.
Also a very bad offensive line. So it's he really was a 1-2 run guy.
The next guy below him is Bo Nix.
Yeah.
Who Jordan loves, better athlete. So
they're around. Yeah, same thing. Where's Mahomes? Like, I think that's the perfect.
Mahomes is 12th.
Yeah, right around there. I think whatever Mahomes, that's where I think of, like, athletically, that's where Jordan kind of is. Like, he's not Lamar. He's not Josh Allen. He's not going to be breaking off these huge runs or running guys over. But on the plays where they're playing man and it's 3rd and 9, yeah, he should be. I mean, if the play breaks down, I think he can get out of the pocket and get 10 yards.
But Baker Mayfield, who has two very good receivers, he's two spots above Mahomes.
What was his total rushing yards?
Telling him to run. He's 378.
Yeah.
I'm just saying he doesn't need to be a 1,000-yard rusher, but get me to that 400, 500 yard per season, and that translates to first downs to me. That translates to first downs.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I think we are all in agreement. And Doherty says as much in his mailbag as well. Again, you can check that out. Pete Doherty has a mailbag where he answers questions. And the first one is about Jordan Love. And I got to be honest, guys, I am feeling like we, because of last year, not to be a prisoner of the moment, right? But it is feeling like the general consensus surrounding Jordan Love right now is that he is good, not great.
Mm-hmm.
He can change that perception. He can still change that resume. But right now, he is in the good category, maybe slightly above average, but not great category.
And the Packers are the one who are putting the pressure on him to be great because they didn't improve their weaponry at all this offseason. So they're putting all the pressure on Jordan Love going, hey, we think you can be great. And yeah, we didn't improve our wide receiver room because we think you can be good enough that if you improve, they'll improve and we'll be good enough. That's what their actions are saying this offseason.
I agree.
We'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Craig Karmazin coming up at the top of the hour. Stick around. We will be right back after this.
Doesn't matter what age you are. Low testosterone can be an issue for any guy. So what do I mean by that? Well, maybe you're tired, groggy. Just don't feel like yourself. Don't have that energy to get through or attack your day the way you used to. Those could all be signs of low testosterone. And the good news for you is the fix is easy. You just go to Mentality, local healthcare facility specifically dedicated to helping men feel and perform their very best. They can come up with customized testosterone treatment plans just for you. And that's what they've done for me. Tired, groggy, just, again, kind of some of those symptoms I was just talking about. Thought, okay, just getting a little bit older, it's the way it's got to be. But it doesn't have to be. Because if it is low testosterone, you go through a testing process with Mentality, I am now on that customized testosterone treatment plan, and I feel great. I feel I have that energy to be able to really attack the day, have the workouts at the end of the day. And it's, trust me, if you are feeling any of that, find out if it is low testosterone because you can feel better and feel like you did years ago. Go to lowtusa.com. Mentality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Find out more about Mentality and their low testosterone treatments, lowtusa.com.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You got to have a condiment with the bread. Yeah, you can't want some
sort of
alone.
Yeah, you want some sort of lubricant with the bread. Yes, that's correct.
Yes.
It's just necessary.
You follow
like, you don't just be sitting there eating like pieces of white bread with nothing on it.
Can't be going dry.
Yeah, can't be raw dog and just white bread.
On 94.5 ESPN.
There are just a few games left in the regular season of the NBA season, but there is still plenty of time to get into the action with Wanna Parlay. I downloaded the Wanna Parlay app on my phone, and it is so much fun. You can compete against me and all the other Jen, Gabe, and Chewy listeners to see who can combine a few picks and build the best parlay. It's just $2 for a shot at taking home a huge cash prize. It's a blast and so simple to use. There are new basketball, baseball, hockey, and combat sports contests every single week. And plus, there are free-to-play games as well. Here's what you should do. Download the Wanna Parlay app. And if you decide to upload money to play and get into the action, use promo code JGC for a 100% deposit match for up to $250. That's promo code JGC. Let's play the world's richest parlay today. Code JGC. Must be 18 years or older to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER today.
Mock, 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 mock.
Why are you so chicken to sing it, Joshy? Come on, let's grow a set. It's a new thing here. Ashton loved it. Huh?
How come the other two people have done live reads and you didn't balk at them to sing?
Jen sang a little today. Jen sang a little.
To be fair, I did.
Well, we didn't know the song, but she did sing, yes.
We didn't know his song either, if we're being honest.
Well, because his was an original. Yeah. His was a Chewy original.
Wow.
Written, composed, and performed by Mark Chimura.
We're going to have to bring that drop back. You've got it in there somewhere, Joshy. I know you do, because you had it yesterday. Am I supposed to be pearl clutching this morning? Am I supposed to be clutching my pearls about somebody pee-peeing at Augusta?
It's hilarious.
Am I supposed to be like, the nerve?
I mean, Maybe some people are. But look, when you gotta go, Jen. Gotta go.
Gabe, do you think you he heard about it from Augusta? Gabe?
I don't know.
They can't be happy with it. They can't. They're all prim proper and
I'm not sure. Like if I mean I'll tell you this much, as honest as he was in his press conference afterwards saying that he'd do it again, maybe he'll hear from him, maybe he won't. I'm not sure. It is a little bit of a different Augusta National, Chew. It's not the way it used to be with the membership. I mean, I think it's still very highbrow, don't get me wrong, but I don't think it's as uppity as it once was.
I would envision, because after he said I'd do it again and kind of made a joke out of it, and it became a thing, they would tell him, just don't address it and, like, move on, more as, like, laugh about it. And, like, I can't imagine they're actually that mad he peed into a creek, but I think the round of applause and then the interview of... Yeah, I thought it was funny. I'll do it again, too. It's probably not the approach they want.
Although, you know, I'll tell you what, taking a leak and then getting a round of applause for it, it's a dream.
I've
man.
Never done that.
Yeah, no, I can't imagine a scenario where that happens.
Superstar status, by the way. That's a...
was he getting an applause because they saw his wang?
I don't think it was applause for his member. It was more the idea.
Okay. Yeah, more than, hey, you did this,
doesn't
that's cool.
Gel? Gabe, you know who does not gel?
Who's that?
SVP and Curtis Strange.
Oh, really? You don't like them together?
He doesn't get SVP's humor. It's just like it was awkward. And I think Curtis Strange is
Curtis Strange. Had you accepted your invitation back in 1996 when you got invited to play Augusta National, would you have taken a leak on the property?
Of course.
Okay.
Probably
right.
Three times. Yeah. Yeah.
For Jen, what it's worth, I don't get your humor, and we get along just fine, so there's hope for those
dry.
Two. There's hope.
I don't know. Did you listen to it? It just seemed awkward.
Nope.
Very awkward.
No more awkward than this. Craig Harmson coming up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.